This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. The smoke is yet to clear after the Hawaii Supreme Court invalidated results of the election in the East Honolulu District covering Hawaii Kai to Waikiki. Residents we talked to over the weekend aren't sure what to make of the unprecedented development. When will they head back to the polls? Will it be a runoff between Trevor Ozawa and Tommy Waters, or include others whose names appeared on the District 4 ballot? Some folks told us they don't plan to vote. Others say the redo won't change who they plan to vote for. It was a mixed bag all around.
What do you think about this redo on the election?
I think they should just stop, and it's wasting taxpayers' money, and that's all I have to say.
The fight is, Waters is saying that the votes that did not make it to, what is it, the council by 6 p.m. is the one that's being fought for? Well, if that's the facts, then, you know, I think he deserves a recount or a revote, shall we say. You know, the facts are there. He asked for the facts, and that's what it came out. And the court says, yeah, let's do it again, and I think that's fair.
Think it'll change your vote?
Probably not. I'll probably stick with the same vote.
I think it's unfortunate because, yeah, there's a lot of money was spent to run an election like every time we have elections, and it's understandable that, you know, people would be concerned about, oh, man, you know, where's the money going to come from and we have to do this again. But on the flip side, you know, if what they're saying is accurate, that ballots were picked up after a deadline and there's no way to differentiate, you know, those ballots from the previous ones that were, you know, quote unquote on time, then you're kind of stuck. You're kind of put in a position where the results need to be, you know, looked at again closely. And I mean, I guess if the margin of victory was well over 350 or 300 or what have you, then I guess it would be harder to say, let's have a re-election or a revote. But 22, I mean, that's plausible. I think, you know, for me living out here, I think it's plausible that 22 votes could be in there. I think it's interesting, you know, and I'm going to vote again once this all gets sorted out or once we get our ballots or however they're going to do it.
And do you think you'll change your vote?
No. I mean, you know, the candidate I voted for, I you know, trust in that person. I'll continue to, you know, support them. And but I think it's the right thing ultimately, given the circumstances. You drop an egg, man. You don't try to just scoop it up off the ground and make it work. You just got to go get another egg.
Just after the Hawaii Supreme Court handed the decision down late Friday afternoon, it was an elated Tommy Waters who talked to HPR.
I'm very pleased with the Hawaii Supreme Court decision today. I'm very grateful for the hard work that the justices put in to this matter. They asked all the right questions, all the same questions that I had, and I'm looking forward to a spirited special election. The Supreme Court did not actually give a remedy. They did validate the election, so I'm assuming there's going to be a special election.
Trevor Ozawa, who stands to be unseated, raised the question of whether some of the justices should have recused themselves because of possible conflicts during the judicial selection process.
In this past election, the U.S. Postal Service collected the 350 ballots in dispute prior to the 6 p.m. deadline. Each of them was scanned in, and they were held safely at the U.S. Postal Service at the airport for the city clerk's office to come and pick up. The Supreme Court refuses to recognize this designation of the duty to collect the absentee mail-in ballots. All elections in the past 30 years were handled this way, with the same rules. So why was my election the only one ever to be invalidated? Fair question.
In response, the Hawaii State Judiciary released the following statements over the weekend saying, quote, judges are guided by the Hawaii Revised Code of Judicial Conduct. It provides guidance to assist judges in maintaining the highest standards of judicial and personal conduct, including when making a determination on whether or not to sit on a particular case. Until the Office of Elections and the City Clerk's Office clears the smoke, the Honolulu City Council will meet this week to choose someone to represent the affected district. If they can't agree, the decision could fall to the mayor.